Day to Ramesh, the Yud Beis, Thomas Tavshinayin Zion, Ramesh Lomba.
Parshas Bolok, the Gemara says, Babus the Gemara, everybody knows. The Gemara says in Brachis, Bikshu Lekveya Parshas Bolok be Parshas Krishma. That there was a Svara that Parshas Bolok should be part of Krishma. That's the Svara. The Gemara declares why? What's the Svara? The Gemara says, Im Mishum Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says, Kel Mitzim in Mitzrayim. There's other Parshas, like Parshas Ribis, the Parshas Mishkolis, other Parshas also mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, because it says, Kara Shachav Kari Ukalavi Mi Kimenu. Mashiach brings that there's another place, there's another Girs in Tanfuma, a previous big Pasuk. What's the pasuk before? Here it says Kara Shachav Kari Ukalavi Mi Kimenu. And there's another pasuk, no, relinquish the pasuk right before that. And he says that that pasuk is maybe more massive. Cooked in Mashiach, Sekunda. That pasuk, he says, is more masim. Shuv matzasi b'tanchuma the ma'isi kro delil minei hein am kilavi yakum kari liyishkav ad yechol teref. So he says this pasuk is more masim. I'll call upon him. It speaks about b'shach b'cha uvikum mecha. That's the inyan. That's the inyan. Teisra says that isa b'Yerushalmi that's brought down in Yerushalmi. That the three parshias of Kriyashma have within the room is the Aseres Hadibris. That's what Tesis brings to Yerushalmi. Iksab Yerushalmi, the Eisen Gimel Parshias, Shetikna be Kriyashma, Lifishabahen Aseres Hadibris, Va'ayin Bey, Vetimtsa Hakel. What is Tesis trying to bring out? I mean, the Gemara says that they were Bikshu, Likveya, Parshas, Bolok, and Kriyashma. And the Gemara says reasons. And here Tesis is saying that the three parshas, actual three parshas, Abahamas Nimsu Bemaseres Hadibris. The Pnei Yeshua says that the Svara, why, the Pashta Svara, why they wanted to put in Parshas Bolok and Krishma, was because there's a Pasik. The Pasik says in Afteiris, Chorno, Mayoatz Bolok ben Be'er, Uma'onolei, that, I mean, my Balak ben Tzipper, my Anolei, Bilam ben Be'er, that L'man da Sitkes Hashem. So the Pasik says, Chorno, you have to remember. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Chorno is a mitzvah schira. Memele, psa mitzvah, psa chidush, chidush dike Pnei Yeshua, that there's a mitzvah schira of Parshas Balak. Memele, since, and you have to remember what happened by Balak and Bilam. It says, the ganze Maisa, what was the Chorno? The Gemara says, what's the Chorno? That Bilam, that Bola called Bilam to shelter Yidden. And Lepel Mamish, what was the mile of Bilam? Like the Gemara says, that Bilam was Yidea at the time that the Abishter's case. He was, knew that the Gemara says that it's a rega kememra. The time of Kas is a rega kememra. It's only a second. Huh? Rega kememra, maybe less than, much less than a second. The Gemara says that a chelik of Mamish, a fraction of a second. And he knew that time. And the Eberster is mo'ekiv li'kavikel, mo'ezim li'zoam Hashem, that the Eberster, l'man das sitkes Hashem, that all those days, that Bolak was together with Bilam, that Bilam was together with Bolak, the Eberster wasn't cost. That was the chesed, Bilam Bolak ben Tzipper, Ma'onolei Bilam ben Be'er. That was the chesed. So Yadua, Tesva, Seyesks over there, Lechura, if it's a rega kememra, what could you already say in that rega kememra? What could you say? This Babus Tazachin. What could you say already in that rega kememra? So Tesva says he could have said Kalim. That's one teretz of Tesva's is that he could have said Kalim. Could have said Kalim. That's Tesis in Brachas. Tesis in Avodah Zarah says, where did you get the word Kalim? Because there's the Pasik. The Pasik says, Osruas Melech Bey. The Pasik says, Osruas Melech Bey. So, and we know there was Vayapech Hashem Saklolu Levracha. So Bilam wanted to say the word Kaling, which has these three letters, Chof, Lamed, Mem. And the Eberster was Mahapich, the Klolul of Racha, and instead of Kalim, it became Melech. Usruas Melech Bey. That's really them as the Kalim. It's brought down that Kalim is the Rosh HaTevis of the three brachas of Bilam. It started with a Chof, and then with a Lamed, and then with a Mem. That's the three brachas of Bilam. That's the three brachas. I don't have the psukim here. I don't remember from art of Mstama Imitsigirengt. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
So it's also brought down that, in other words, the Seder Advarim is that there's Melech. Melech is Rosh HaTevis, Meach, Lev, Kovit. Melech, Lev, Kovit. And he made it from Kovit, Lev, Melech. In other words, the Seder Advarim of person's life should be that first there's the Meach, like it's brought down in Tanya. Tanya says that the Nefesh HaLikis is Sheira B'meach, and then that should control the Lev, which over there is the Nefesh HaBamis of a person. Tzadikim is Libam B'Rshusam, and then is the Kovid, which is the Inyan HaMaisa. And by Rosh is Fakert, he starts with Kovid, and then he goes to Lev, and then he goes to Melech, and then he goes to Meach. So Memela, what he wanted to do was Kalim, Kovid, Lev, Meach. And the Eibishter was Mahapich. It became Melech, Lev, Kovid. That's the Babusta Zachna. Thus is what it says here. The Maisa is, there's an interessante Zach, just an interesting, it's Yadua, but from that thing it's interesting. That there's a Babusta Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer is the last Tshuva in Yeridea. The last Tshuva in Yeridea of Chassam Sefer. Where he writes, someone asks him a question, Benegeh the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Is the Yud Gimel Ikrim or Gimel Ikrim? That's what he asked him. And on that, the Chassam Sefer says he doesn't understand Nafkimina La'alocha. He doesn't understand what Nafkimina, if there's Yud Gimel or Gimel. And he writes, Bechlal, everything that says in Teir is Emes. Everything that says in Teir is Emes, that's what we have to believe. And he writes over there, it's a Santa Zach, he writes over there, Benegeh, one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim that the Rambam writes, is the union of Bias HaMashiach. The idea of believing in Bias HaMashiach is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. But, so he writes that by him, he doesn't understand why that's an Iker. That's what he writes. He doesn't understand why it's an Iker. Because we find, he says, that there's a mandom in Gemara that the Aseres HaShvatim will never come back. So they'll never have a Geula. So Mel, he doesn't understand why it's an Iker. Why should you say, Chas V'Shalom, he says, if Nofel HaYisei, that's what he writes, Nofel HaYisei, there's Nofel HaChema, that because of his, he writes, the Geula is not an Iker, Mitzad Atzmei. Nervas, he says, the only reason why it's an Iker, because it says in Teira. It says in Teira. So Mele, everything that says in Teira is Emes. And Mele, since in Teira it says that the Geula will come, so it's not the Pshat, that it's an Iker, because Batsim it's an Iker. He writes, it's an Iker, because it says in Teir, and everything it says in Teir is a Iker. Then he says, also he wants to tell you something like this. He says, you should know, he says, everything that says in Teir, you don't need a Muna to believe. You don't need a Muna to believe what it says in Teir. Why not? He says, because everything in Teir is recorded history. From the beginning of time, Adam Arishan was created by the Eberster. He knew that. He didn't have an Ava aim, and he knew that. And obviously Shem and his children also knew that. That was an obvious thing. That was a fact. And Shem learned with Avram. Avram was 50 years old when Shem passed away, when Shem is nostalgic. And Memela, and that's how the Meseder was given over. So he says, everything that says in Teira, you don't need a Muna. This is something which, he says, he writes about the Karoim, the Shetim, that the Bechlal, there's no need for any Muna for everything of Teira. So there's only one thing in Teira that needs a Muna. And that is the story of Bilam and Balak. The story of Bilam and Balak is Amaisa, two Goyim, that are standing somewhere and discussing with things. So who knew Bechlau what was going on with Bilak and Balak? The Yidden didn't know about it. He writes, even Meshur Rabbeinu didn't know about it. That's what he writes. Even Meshur Rabbeinu didn't know about it. It's just the Torah is recording this story. And he says, and since it's part of Torah, so obviously we believe in it. So on that he writes, and is the story of Bilam from the Yesed Adas? Is it a Yesed? It's not a Yesed in Torah to know about Bilam and Balak. That's what he writes. If a person Chas V'Shalom doesn't believe in it, he's a Kefa B'Teiras Meisha. Melech, he's bringing like a dogma. That's the last Shuvin Yerideh. It's a Mavusta Shuvin. He brings a dogma that you should know that everything that says in Torah is 100% emes, and if Chas V'Shalom, a person doesn't believe in it, so he's a Kefa B'Teira, he's a Apikeiras. But the prat, that prat in itself is not an ikar in amunah. It's not an ikar in amunah. The story of Bilam and Balak. That's what he writes. So here we have a gemara that the gemara was a svara that they should put Parshas Balak in Kriyashma. And here we have some sefer that's saying that it's not an ikar b'teira. I'm just saying a point over here. The maisi is that the Rambam does write that the inyan of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, that was something the Rambam wrote. The Rambam wrote it in Pirsha Mishnayis. And part of the Pirsha, and the Yud Gimel Ikrim is the inyan from Bias Mashiach. Part of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is the inyan of Bias Mashiach. They say it's not like the Chassam Sefer writes that Bias Mashiach is only an Iker because it's part of Torah. It's not an Iker. L'mainav Kemina, if it's an Iker, it's not an Iker. Everything that says in Torah is the Chemes. Everything that says in Torah the Chemes is Lamayn Afkemina. If it's a Nikur, it's not a Nikur. The Chem Seif says it's not Afkemina Lalach. But Siyadum, Zotiba, I think, B'Sham Rab Chaim. They ask Rab Chaim, what's the difference if it's Yud Gimelikim and not Yud Gimelikim? So he says, Bechlal, he said, if a person doesn't believe in something that it says in Torah, he's not Pekeris. But if a person is not aware of something that it says in Torah, he doesn't know. He never knew the pasuk aches leiton timle. He didn't know that leiton had a sister called timle. He didn't know it. That's nish gewusst. Or he never heard of the mitzvah of egla rufa. He never heard of such a mitzvah. So he's not maritz. He's not maritz. He's not an apikavis. He believes whatever it says in Torah is emes. But he doesn't know everything that says in Torah. He doesn't know. He doesn't know mamori chazal. If a person Chas V'Shalom says that this Maimah Chazal is not Emes, or there are Mamori Chazal that are not Emes, he's not Pekeres. What happens if a person doesn't know that there was a person called Meshe Rabbeinu? Meshe Rabbeinu was Rab Nishakol HaNavim. He doesn't know that Teir Mont Amazol Nardleib in one Ebershter. He doesn't know certain things. So don't not the pshat that he's missing a idea. He's uninformed. The pshat is that he is missing in Amunah. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. The chiddush of the Rambam is that there are Yud Gimel Ikri Amunah, that if you don't know these things, you're not only missing in information, you're a macha yediya. If you don't, you didn't learn a Mishnah, you didn't learn Shnayim Eichs and Metalis, the Mishnah Shnayim Eichs and Metalis, you are Moritz. But you're not an Apikadis. But if you didn't learn that Meshe Rabbeinu is Rab Shekol HaNavim, and you didn't learn that there's a musik called Kriyas HaMesim, and you didn't learn there's a musik of Mashiach, so you're not an Amoritz. You're missing an Amunah. We're not called Yapikeres Chas V'Shalom. Tinik Shenishba. Why? Tinik Shenishba. Tinik Shenishba is also lacking in Amunah. It's not Pshar. Tinik Shenishba. He's an Oynus. Zuzayin HaOynus. But Oynus of what? A person. He's an Oynus of Amunah. But he's a tinnik shenishba, means he's lacking amuna. But it's not, a tinnik shenishba doesn't know bechlal asuda ibishter. Felt him in amuna. Keno hatsim kitainis nisht. No one had tainis him. He doesn't know that there was Meshe Rabbeinu. He never heard of Meshe Rabbeinu. He's lacking you're asking why. But first we're giving the hagdor. Then you have to take a figure out why. No, it's the we have to just get the Hagdorah. The Hagdorah is there's Torah and there's everything that says in Torah. If someone doesn't believe in one Pirush of Chazal, Azishtin Rambam, Mefurish. If a person doesn't believe in one Pirush of Chazal and Torah, he's a Kefir B'Teiras Meisha. He's a Kefir B'Teiras Meisha. But if a person doesn't know a Pirush Chazal, he doesn't know. He's not Moritz. Or Kazan Hashem, I don't know what. he's an Amoritz. But if a person, when the Rambam says that there's Yud Gimel Ikrim, so the Rambam was Mechadish something. It was a big Chiddush. The Chiddush was that these 13 things are not Stam, other pieces of information which you should know, it's good to know. These are Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. These are the Ikrei Emunah, which means if you're not aware of this, you're not only lacking in information, you're lacking in Emunah. And Takedu was Takao argument about the Rambam. It was a Chiddush. The Rambam said a Chiddush. He doesn't write in the Sefer Ayat. He doesn't write it. In the Sefer, he has Hilchos Yisei De'Ateira. In Hilchos Yisei De'Ateira, he doesn't write all the Ikrei Emunah. He writes, talk about Meshe Rabbeinu, and he writes about the Nevius of Meshe Rabbeinu. These things he writes. But not all the Ikrei Emunah does he write in Yisei De'Ateira. He doesn't write all the Ikrei Emunah. But I'll quote upon him, that's the Seislan de Verte, Lechura, Al Pipshat, not like the Pashtus HaMashmois of that Chassam Sefer. So rather, the Chassam Sefer gives a moshul for Parsha Bilam. A moshul for something that's part of Teira, and that's not Ikri Adas, and that's Parsha's Bilam. And rather, we find that Parsha's Bilam was a svara to be kaveir in Kriyashma. So the Benigea Parsha's Bilam, I wanted to mention, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now, but the Tosfos that says that the question was, what could have he said in that second? So Tosfos said, Kalim. The second Tosfos says that he could have started Eisei Rega. And if we would have finished, it would have also been fine. So that's Grada Mokra. I just want to say some Avusta Zach, which is a whole argument. But let's see more nofas that people daven late. So Azoy, that there's a Babus Tazak, that there's the Chazak called Zman Krishma and Zman Tefillah, Kiyodua. And so the Shaila is in Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham Paskins, Alter Rebbe brings, that Zman Krishma has to be, you have to daven say Gans Krishma Bizmani. You have to daven Gans Tefillah Bizmani. Atkidekach, that the Magen Avraham writes that if a person sees that it's miskarev saves man tefillah, so you should say tefillah savineinu, because you're not going to be able to daven bizmani. He says you should write tefillah savineinu. And the Aruch HaShulchan dingzach, and Ander also dingzach, and they taina that if you start bizman, even if you finish not bizman, it's neched good. As long as you start bizman, and I see it like a lot of minyanim al makbid, that they should start bizman, that if they start bizman, so even if you don't finish bizman, it's also called bizmani. And mizak tesibar, I think, b'shama bal shem tov, I used to hear it. Huh? There's two zmanim. So, mizak to see with b'shem. I heard it as b'shem davni nezer, b'shem b'al shem tov. I don't know exactly, but I'll call upon him. The Aruch HaShulchan says it clearly. B'shem, he says it. Gibuit of them tesvus. This tesvus says that if you start bizman, so you can finish afterwards. That's what he says. I mean, over there we're talking about the inyan of Chavik Mat Rega Ad Yavr Zam. So that Rega that the Eibush Tezeyim. So if you start during that Zman, I mean, you could argue. You could argue on the Tzushtel of this Tesvus to the Din of Zman Tvilach. I'll call upon him as Ishtet in Aruch HaShulchan, that if you start Bizman, even if you don't finish after the Zman, that's called Bizman. That's his Pesach Din. And Grada Stam is an interesting thing. So another interesting little tidbit of information. Asidor was Mizok Tilim. Mizok Tilim mentions on Tilim Yadin Togim. Grada today is Yud Beis Tammuz, which is in Chabad. In Chabad, we don't say Tachnu Yud Beis Tammuz, because Yud Beis Tammuz is the day of that the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayatz, came out of prison. And it was that time, it was B'Mesiras Nefesh Mamish, that he worked in Russia, in communist Russia, and with a whole network of people, and he sent people, all kinds of shlichasin, to hold up Yiddishkeit in Russia at that time, which mamish all the Yidden Poshet was going down, Yiddishkeit was Poshet was kemat going to collapse, and we see what happened eventually in communist Russia. But I'll call upon him. So that time, Poshet b'Mesiras Nefesh, the Friedrich Rebbe, sent Shluchim, and Shluchim Poshet were fashikt, and he sent weiter Shluchim. It was like a ganze Mesiras Nefesh network. But again, that Russia, that's Yadua, that the first year after he became Rebbe, he called together 10 Yidden, and he made a bris with them, that they're going to fight the communists, Ad Tipas Dam Achrin, that they're going to fight the communists. It was like Mesiras Nefesh Mamish. So one of the things the Friedrich Rebbe instituted was the Indian of saying Tillim every day. He made a takana that you should say Tillim every day, Kefi Shenachlak Limei Achedish. So the Rebbe would many times be Me'er on this, the Rebbe Zecherino Livracha, would always Me'er on this takana, amongst the other takanas. And it also was mentioned that this Indian of Tillim was La'achra Tfilah. No, there's a Tillim fire in Davin, there's a Tillim noch in Davin. Just a piece of information. So, but the Maisa is that there is a Lavush. The Lavush in Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch writes that the Indian of saying Tillim is Tillim should be said before Davening. Why? Because Tillim is Zmiris, and Zmiris is Zemer Aritzim, it cuts off all the clippers. And Memela, before davening, before a person wants to daven, so it's a time to cut off the klippas. You have to cut off the klippas. And Memela, Ishken davening. It's going to take Hayid, Rav Nissen. Rav Nissen was a Rav Nissen Neman of Olav HaSholem, lived in France. He was a chassid of the Friedrich Rebbe, a chassid of the Rebbe. And he took used to say, Gans Tillim every day before davening. Al-Tzahachonah to davening. It was a Gans Tillim, he said. So the Machtza Shekel, Machtza Shekel and Simon Vov brings this Lavush, and he argues, and he says, if you're saying Tillim with a minion, then you should say it taka before davening. But if you're saying Tillim without a minion, so better you should say Tillim after davening. Because since you already started davening with a minion, so the Tillim that you're going to say after davening, even though the Tillim is without a minion, is already nimshach to the minion, to the esrotzen of the davening that you said with a minion. So that's al derech vi what we're talking about over here. Just like this Tesis is saying that if you started in this, over here it's going in faket, if you're starting in this man of the af, so you nimshach later, so it's also pale. And al derech zeh, the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that if you start tefillah bizmana, it's nimshach later. So al derech zeh, here, the eis ratzin of davening with a minion is nimshach to your tillim after the minion, even though if your tillim is without a minion. That's ishteit and machtza shekel. But going back, this is just this I just missed when I said this in the beginning. But going back to what we're talking about over here, that there was like a shtickle argument, b'negea, whether or not the inyan of the Yud Gimel Ikrim are Yud Gimel Ikrim. They're Ikri Hemunah. They're not just what it says in Teirin. Of course, you have to believe in it. So, Grade Benigea Pashas Bilam and Benigea Union of Moshiach. Ido Arambam. I'm sure we mentioned this Rambam in the past, and I'm sure it was mentioned in the past. But from Desveg, the Rambam and Sof of the Rambam, Sof of Mishnah Teira, the last Halachis in Hilchis Melachim, and Haperik Yud Aleph of Hilchis Melachim, and the Rambam in Rambam Meduyakim, it's like there's the Lashon Rambam Hilchis Melachim Umul Chamisayim. That's the Lashon. So the Rambam says, the Rambam starts to say, Perek Achados, he speaks of Mashiach. He speaks of Melech HaMashiach. Osid Lamed Ulahagzir Malchus Beis David Liyoshna. Mashiach is going to bring back Malchus Beis David to its original form. V'amemshola rishena ubein amigdosh umekabes nitchi Yisrael v'chezrin kol ha-mishpotin biyomav kshohoyu mikaydem. When Mashiach will come, everything will come back as they were. Makriven korbonis v'eseshmitin v'yevleis kechol mitzvosun ha-murim b'teir. So he's magda. What's going to happen? Mashiach is going to come. It'll come back, Malchus David, it'll come back to its original form. And he'll build the Beis HaMikdash, Mekabitz Nitri Yisroel, which Derech Agav, the Rambam is clear, Meduyek, that first there'll be Binyan HaMikdash, and then there'll be Mekabitz Nitri Yisroel, and not the other way. Not first to be Mekabes Nitzchi Yisrael, and then being Namigdosh. And all the Mishpatim, as they were, will come back. That's what he says. And V'chol Mishayna Maimon Bey, someone that doesn't believe in Mashiach, Ei Mishayna Mechakel Libiyosei, or he's not awaiting his arrival, is Lei B'Shar Neviim Bulvadu Kefer, not only he's going against the Neviim, Ela B'Teiru B'Meshir Abin, he's going against Teira Meshir Abin. And then he says, Shaharei HaTeira Yidolov. Where's the Teira? So he brings the Pasuk, V'Shafta Hashem Alikecha M'yir Nidacha B'Kzei HaShemayim Misham Mikabetzcha. He brings the Pasuk about Kibbutz Golias. Then the Rambam continues. This is the point that we want to bring out over here. Then the Rambam continues. He says, Av B'Parshas Bilam Ne'amar V'Shom Niba B'Shnei HaMoshichim. That in Parshas Bilam, when he's one quote here, the Rambam is quoting over the importance of believing in Mashiach. So he says, you have to know that there will be a Mashiach, and Mashiach will come, and he'll bring back Malchus Beis David L'Yoshna. Everything will come back. So you should know that Av B'Parshas Bilam, and Parshas Bilam it also says, the Rambam is not Stam a Sefer that brings you Psukim, Echmein Maises. The Rambam is a Halacha Sefer. So he says, Av B'Parshas Bilam, Ne'amar v'shom niba b'shnei ha-moshichem. And in Parshas Bilam, he said nevuah about the two Mashiachim. What's the two Mashiachim? B'Mashiach HaRishon, in the first Mashiach, Shehu David, Shehishias Yisroel Miatzoreim, u'B'Mashiach Achrein, in the later Mashiach, Sheyamid Bibonov Shemashiach Yisroel Miat Bnei Esav. And the Rambam goes through the Psukim, v'shamu Eimer, Arenu V'Liyato, Ze David, Ashirenu V'Likariv, Ze Mashiach. Ze Melech HaMashiach. Dorach Keichav Miyankiv, Ze David. V'kom Shevet Miyisrael, Ze Melech HaMashiach. U'mochatz Pasi Meyav, Ze David. V'chein Weimer. V'karko Kol Bnei Shei, Ze Melech HaMashiach. Shnem U'moshlim Yom Ad Yom. V'hoi Yodim Edim Yereisha, Le David. V'hoi Yereisha Seir Eivav, Ze Melech HaMashiach. So the Rambam goes through Parshas Bilam. And the Rambam is explaining that Parshas Bilam is talking about Mashiach. And he's saying that he's not talking about Mashiach, he's talking about the Shnei HaMashiachim. And he goes through four Psukim, and in each Pasuk he explains how the first half of the Pasuk is talking about David, and the second half of the Pasuk is talking about Mashiach. So the Eshter Zach is that we have Parshas Bilam, we're saying, there was a Svarah to put Parshas Bilam in Parshas Kriyashma. And the Shaila is why? So the Gemara says different reasons, and we see the Pnei Yeshua says a different reason, and Tesis says that there has to be Ikri Hadas, Kriya Shema is Negeta Aseres Hadibris, which Aseres Hadibris is the Zikri Ikri Hadas. Beweist to us in Parshas Bilam, there's something about Mashiach. And Mashiach, as we discussed earlier, is Ikri Hadas, is from the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The Shaila is over here, that's just a point. But the Shaila over here is, if you want to ask, I mean, on Rambam, Lachurin, Lashna Rambam, that's a very modna maisa, that the Rambam wants to bring out that in Parshas Bilam speaks of Mashiach. He wants to bring out that the Chiv, the Indian of believing in Mashiach, someone that doesn't believe in Mashiach, is a person that doesn't believe in Teira, doesn't believe in Meshur Rabbeinu. So he says, it says in Teira, in Parshas Bilam, he was Nibba about Mashiach. Why is it necessary to go through that in Parshas Bilam, he spoke about Shnei HaMashichim? He spoke about the two Mashichim. That's number one. And to go through all the details, all these details of that this Pasuk is talking about David, and this Pasuk is talking about Mashiach. K'mein L'chura, we're talking about a Psa'inyan, a'inyan, which is L'chura, and Arichus G'deila, which is not Derech HaRambam. L'chura is Psa'mod Namais. That's Shaila. We'll leave with Shaila number one. We'll ask another Shaila, a second Shaila. The Rambam later on says, also Psa'mod Namaisa. The Rambam later on, we skip a little bit, Al Yala Al Daitcho. Don't think, Al Yala Al Daitcho. Shemelech HaMashiach Tzorech Lasis Eises Umeifsim Umechadish Dvorim Bo Elom Umechayim Meitzim Ukiyetza B'dvorim Elom Shatipshim Emrim. Don't think that Mashiach is going to have to make Meifsim. He's going to have to be Mechadish Dvorim Bo Elom Kimei Shatipshim Emrim. So he says, Ein Adavarkate. And he brings a raya from Rav Akiva ben Kuziva. That Rav Akiva held that Bar Kechva was Mashiach and he didn't do any Mevsim. Then he says, "V'ikar advarim kochein." What's yeah? So he says, "Somewhat shahateir zeis ein chukeh u'mishpateh mishtanim le'elam u'le'el me'elam." The Torah doesn't change. They misifun aleihem v'legerin mayan. You can't add to the Torah. You can't take away from the Torah. V'cholam meisif egireya shegil upon the Torah v'heitz advarim shemutzvasim kipshutam mipshutam hareiza rasha v'apikeres. The Rambam is telling you, Mashiach does not have to make mefsim. Okay, fine. There's a ganzer issue if Mashiach does have to make mefsim, doesn't make mefsim. The Rambam passing Mashiach doesn't have to make mefsim. Fine. What does it have to do with the fact, ikar advarim, that chukeh mishpatel le'elam? What does one thing have to do? And then the Rambam continues, v'myamid melech m'beis David. There'll be a melech m'beis David. And Hege Beteira, Veisik Bemitzvahs, Kedavid Aviv, and he goes through another things. So then we should know that person is Mashiach. That's what the Rambam paskens. The question is, we're asking two questions. There's many more questions, but two questions. Why is it Negeh Darichos Hadvarim that the Rambam gets involved, that the Parshas Bilam is talking about Shnei Mashiachim, and he gets involved in all kinds of details, that this part is talking about David, and this part is talking about Mashiach. Goes through four psukim in details of how this is talking about David and this is talking about Mashiach. Why is that important? That's number one. And number two, when he tells you that Mashiach doesn't have to make any mefsim and mechadish davar ba'elam, l'chura, good. That's the din. That's what he's saying. Mashiach doesn't have to be. But l'chura, why he's saying, ikra advarim, as ateiru mitzisech, ukeh mishpatel le'elam. How is that a stira to the fact that Mashiach has to make mefsim? How is Kila, if your person believes that Mashiach has to make mefsim, so it's somehow or another contradicting to this yisod, to this fundamental idea that hateiru mitzvus chukeh mishpatel le'elam. So the ma'aseh is be'emes, it's an arichus, but we don't have the time. So we'll say bekitzur nimritz. The Rambam is a sefer shel halachas. The Rambam is a sefer shel halachas. The Rambam is not a medrash, and the Rambam is not telling you halach midrashim about Mashiach. The Rambam is telling you halachas. The halacha is that there is a mitzvah, a chiyuv. It's not a mitzvah, I say, but it's a chiyuv. It's part of the amuna to believe in Mashiach and to await Mashiach. That's what he says. Kol mi sheinu maimin bei beinu mechakel lebiyosei is lei b'shara neviim belvadu kefer al b'teiru b'meisher rabbein. That's what the Rambam writes. Now, when you speak about Mashiach, the word Mashiach, Mashiach is a very vague term. What is Mashiach? What does it mean, Mashiach? In other words, do you have to have a translation of what Mashiach is about? In other words, does it mean you believe that there will be some type of a geula, but you don't have any idea of what we're talking about? Or there has to be some type of translation in your mind in what you're waiting for? So the Rambam writes, when Mashiach will come, a lot of things could happen. But al pi din, al pi halacha, what's Mashiach? So the Rambam says, Hamelech haMashiach osid lamed lahachzer malchus beis David liyeshno. In other words, Mashiach is going to be a person that's going to come, and he's going to bring back malchus beis David liyeshno. Means there'll be tachlis in yiram lucha, and ubein hamigdash will build the beis hamigdash and mekabes nitchi Yisrael, and as a result of that, is chazen kol hamishpat of biyomav shahayu mekedem. Now, as Mashiach is going to be a person that's going to be magzer malchus beis David liyeshna, he's going to make sure the beis hamigdash, he's going to build the beis hamigdash. He'll bring kol Yisrael al admasam, so memeila will be able to be yevlis, because it's only when kol Yisrael allow. And then all the mitzvahs of the Torah will be functional. Right now we're bizman ha-golus, so most of the mitzvahs we can't do. Most of the mitzvahs at least bars we can't do. So we have a Torah, we have a mitzvah, but lepel, the Torah mitzvahs are not being functional. Lepel mamsh. Mashiach will be the person, that will bring back Malchus beis David liyeshu. That's what Mashiach is. And which means that the Eibishter, in other words, here comes another vort. That the Eibishter gave a Torah, and the Eibishter gave a mitzvah. The question is, the Eibishter told us Torah, the Eibishter told us mitzvah. Of lepel mamish, things aren't working out. Neilam hazagashmi. Things are Ichmein, we're in Golos, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, and all the mitzvahs, then how many mitzvahs? The Chofetz Chaim wrote down a sefer of mitzvahs HaKotzer, where he writes, Ichmein, the same mitzvah of the mitzvahs, less than 100 mitzvahs. The chveis that you have, 100 chveis, some many mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs that Luyas Baritz, all the mitzvahs which have Habun Beis HaMikdash, all are not Chal Bezman Hazeh. So you can't be Mekayim at Bezman Hazeh. So the question is, no, Chas V'Sholom, could that go on forever? So on that he's saying no. That the Eibishter was Mavtiach, that ultimately the Torah will actually come down in Neilum HaZagashmi. And the Taka be the fulfillment of the Eibishter's plan, grand plan, of creating a world, and in this world bringing down Eden, which is a part of himself, and then bringing down the Torah, which is also a part of himself, and ultimately bringing down the Eibishter into this world, and it'll be the Nigla Kvei Davaya V'ro Kol Basa Yagdav, that we'll see a Likus in this world. That's what this world is all about. That's what this world is all about. So when you say you have to believe a Mashiach, you have to believe in the idea that not Stam, there will be a Mashiach. There will be a Mashiach that will be Mavzer Malchus Beis David Liyeshna, and he will bring down all the Inyonim that of Teiro Mitzvahs, That's what Mashiach is. And on that, the Rambam is Mamshich. That Av B'Nevuah is Bilam. Bilam spoke about Shnei Mashichim. Why is it so important that he spoke about Shnei Mashichim? Because he wants to bring out that the Mashiach HaAchrin is a reflection of the Mashiach HaRishin. That Cheza Malchus Beis David Liyeshna. That's the whole Nekud of the Rambam. That he's trying to say there was a Mashiach HaRishon, which was David. Which Mishas David, there was like a partial, so to speak, level of Mashiach. Then, but Lepel Mamash Yidden eventually went to Golos. And right now there'll be a Mashiach HaAchrin. Mashiach HaAchrin will be the Magzer Beis David Liyeshna. And Memela, so the Ram brings out, that's why the Ram is speaking about Shnei Mashiach, Mashiach HaRishon, Mashiach HaAchrin. In Mashiach Gufa, there's Kama Pratim, the Rambam speaks about that he's Hege Beteira, and that he's Kefa Yidden to do mitzvahs, and that he's going to have Muhammad with Goyim, and that eventually he's going to have an effect on Goyim. So all these in Yonim, which David also had, so these are brought out in those four psukim. We're not going to get involved in the details. So that's the four psukim that the Rambam brings, which are the four Pratim that the Rambam speaks about Mashiach, which is a reflection of David. So why is it important that there shouldn't be a mefa? So here's the very important word. And that is, the question is, the world as we know it. The world as we know it. You take a look at the world. The world as we know it today. Is this a world in which Mashiach could come? Which means that there could really be the fulfillment of the nevuah, of the Nevi'im, and Meish Rabbeinu, and it'll be v'shafta davay likecho, the Yidden will do tshuva, and it'll be the inyan of the old nevuah of Bilam. Could that happen in the world as we know it? Or, maybe, the world as we know it is a world which is such a finster welt, that the world as we know it can't happen. Chas v'shol. But nor, the Eibishter come, will be a psabal mefis, and will make up his mefsim in this world. And Mamela, with the mefsim in this world, the world is going to become a different type of world. And there will be all kinds of revelations in the world which are not really supernatural. And then, in that world which has all these supernatural inyanim, in such a world, Mashiach could come. In such a world, you can have Mashiach. If that's the case, so it comes out, the whole point of the Yisod of Bias HaMashiach, that in this world, Eilam Hazah Gashmi, V'achumri, which the Eibishter made, the Tzimtzum, and the Cheshech, Moli Klippus, and Sitra Acher, everything that we have in this world. And in that world, the Eibishter gave a Yid, brought down a Yid Lamata, and he brought down the Teira Lamata. And over there he said that in this world, and in this darkness, you should be Mahapach, and you should transform it, and you should bring a likus, and it should be even nigla kvei davaya. So if you're going to say that Mashiach has to make mefsim, so it comes out that in this world, as it is, a likus chas v'shalom could not be nizgal. So on that, the Rambam says, al yala ladas. Don't think that Mashiach has to make mevsim. And today that there should be the Gilui HaLikus Be'elam, there has to be a different type of world than the world as we know it now. And the world as we know it now, with all the inyanim that there's Elam Hazah, with all the gashmias, and with all the chumrias, and with all the klippas, the HaLikus came in his gala. No! This world as it is, without mevsim, in this world, there'll be Gilui HaLikus Be'elam. Because Iker inyanim is Chukei Tao Mishpatei Le'elam. That Torah mitzvahs is something which is eternal, and sof kol sof, Torah mitzvahs will prevail, and the likus sof kol sof will permeate this world, as it is. As it is, obviously, when it permeates the world will change. But it's not the pshat is that there has to be some miraculous change to transform the world as a prelude for Bias HaMashiach. Because if you hold that, then you hold that's the whole yisod of Bias HaMashiach. So Mela, going back to what we started of, the Ksam Seva was like clearing. What is the yisod? Why is Bias HaMashiach b'sa'ikar b'das? The answer is because the whole yisod of Bias HaMashiach is that Torah mitzvahs is not something which the Eibishter gave and hoped that things will happen. That Torah mitzvahs that the Eibishter gave will taka happen b'peil mamish. B'peil mamish that will be v'nigel kvei davaya. We hope a day earlier, a minute earlier, that a person who looks at himself, like the Rambam Paskin, Le'elam Yira Adam Atzmei, Shokul, V'kol Le'elam Kuli Shokul, and Osa Mitzvah Achaz, and Zichri Atzmei, V'kol Le'elam Kuli Kavzchus. The Maisa is, today, as we mentioned earlier, is Yud Beis Tammuz. So Be'emes, I wanted to speak about a vort, but we obviously don't have time, I just want to say about a half a vort. There is, I don't know how many, Mustama Le'elam says, there's Pasachal Yo, Mizot Pasachal Yo, yeah? Pasuk Eliyo, the beginning of Tikkun Ezer, we say it Friday, Elam says Pasuk Eliyo. In Pasuk Eliyo, he starts off, Antu Chad V'lei B'chushban. That the Eibishter is Chad V'lei B'chushban, there's no Cheshban, he's not part of the Cheshban, he's Chad. Then he says, Antu Chad V'lei B'chushban, Antu Eloha Kol Eloin, Stima Al Kol Stimen. And then he says, Antu Da Pikas Hasar Tikkunin. That the Eibishter took away, it was Meitzi Da Asar, he was Megale the Asar Tikkunin the Korino Lehin Asas Sfirin. Bekitzer, the Eibishter Be'etzem is Chad V'lei B'chushban. The Eibishter is Lemaila from all kinds of Inyon. The Eibishter. And the Eibishter was Megale the Asas Sfirin. There's a mimer of the Friedrich Rebbe that he writes that through the Inyon of Mesiras Nefesh, through the Keach HaMesiras Nefesh, when a Yid is Megale the Mesiras Nefesh of his Mesiras Nefesh, so he's Mamshech from the Antuchad, from the Eibishter, the way he's Antuchad, then he's Mamshech into the Esses Sviris. In other words, that he brings the Lemaila Menateva, he also touches up, that he brings the Lemaila Menateva in Teva. There's three levels. There's a level of Teva. Teva is the Eibishter created a world that has a nature. And then there's a Metzias called the Ness. A Ness is Lemaila Menateva. It's higher than nature. And then the ultimate is, which needs explanation, is that the Lemaila Menateva should be Nimshech and Teva. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, in Nida Leis in the Floyd's Gdelis Levade, that Afila Balanes Eine Makar Benisei. So in Chassidus is brought down that the Madrega of a Nes, that even the Balanes is not Makar Benisei, comes from the Madrega of Levade, from the Eibishter himself, from the Antuchad. And that Antuchad is Nimshech in the Asesfiris, in Elamis, which are even Teva. Kids, so that's Nekuda of Bias HaMashiach.
How's it certain Kehillah, as we say, which down at 10 o'clock on Shabbat morning, over to Rana Tefillah? No Hetzer, is it? I'm not saying which.
I never heard of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have an earlier than 10 o'clock. Yeah. You know there's some... Oh, she wants to
know. You recorded it. Go ahead. Okay.